Authentically Rachel podcast. I'm your host, Rachel. I'm so glad you're here and so glad you're listening. To live is to give. That's my life motto. And that's precisely what this podcast is going to be about. One of the many ways I've learned to give is simply by encouraging others. And over the past 13 years, I've had the honor of doing just that. You see, I was internally decapitated when my car was broadsided by a truck. In layman's terms, my skull was separated from my spine, leaving me dangerously close to death or permanent paralysis. The accident left me with a broken neck, torn ligaments, a severe traumatic brain injury, along with other life-threatening internal injuries. I fell into a month-long coma and was partially paralyzed for months. I'll never be fully healed this side of heaven, however, God gave me a miracle, and my near physical recovery caused a stir in the media. A year after my accident, I had the opportunity to personally thank the firefighters who saved my life. And let's be real here. What 23-year-old woman wouldn't want to meet and hang out with a bunch of firemen? The fire station was shut down and local news crews were there to document the experience. That's when I first heard the words, internal decapitation. And the very next morning, the Today Show called wanting to have me on. I knew I broke ligaments and bones, but I never heard the words internal decapitation before then. Sensational terms like that go a long way in selling articles and getting clicks and views, but the truth is, not every significant life story generates the types of headlines mine did. Nevertheless, God calls us to stay faithful amid everything we are going through. A friend and inspiration to thousands, Johnny Erickson Tata, once stated, and I quote, "God permits what he hates to accomplish what he loves." I mean, he even permitted the death of his own son to accomplish what he loves most. Salvation for those who believe. God has given everyone stories that inspire and encourage others. So instead of falling into the trap of complacency and forgetting them, let's share them and build others up in the process. So come on this journey with me. I'll be sharing more of what the media didn't share in my story, as well as having uplifting conversations with those willing to share their struggles, both great and small. Would you please do me a favor and hit those like and subscribe buttons so you can be notified when the next story comes out? More importantly, I hope these stories will inspire and encourage you. Thanks so much for listening and welcome to Authentically Rachel.